T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Friday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harrison here. We have Glenn Shuck and John Montone out there this morning. We've been going pretty light on the snow so far this winter, but we do have some headed this way tomorrow. Now, it's not going to be the super blizzard of all time. We're talking more like 1 to 3 inches in most places, 3 to 6 in the spots that usually get a bit more. But either way, it's enough to cause some problems getting around, so the smart people are getting ready, as John Montone tells us live from Ramsey, New Jersey this morning, up there in the high country, huh?
Yeah, the hills of Bergen County usually gets all snow and little rain. I stopped in at Ramsey Hardware, where there are no buyers for the snow blowers, and there are sacks of unsold ice melt, and the owner, Mark Gatto, put his hands together in prayer, hoping that this storm brings him some business. And then over on Route 17 at the big marketplace, supermarket, Uncle Giuseppe's, I met Irina, who was unloading a full cart of groceries into her car.
We're waiting for snow, yeah.
You like snow?
I love it, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I grew up in a city where we had a lot of snow.
What city was that?
Moscow.
Moscow. A lot of snow.
A lot of snow. Yeah, almost every day.
Oh, ochen, ochen, horosho.
My sentiments exactly, Lee. And I ran into Steve, who was also shopping for provisions here, but not the usual ones that we think of for a snowstorm. No bread and milk.
No, that's crazy, man. You don't live on bread and milk anymore.
You're going to buy what?
I'm going to get crumb cake.
You can't get through a snowstorm without crumb cake.
That's true. Crumb cake and beer, right?
See, I told you they're smart up there.
Yeah, they really are. Another fellow here, there were two guys, and they both recognized me, and they came over and were talking, and one of them was lamenting the lack of real winter weather. He misses it. And the other one was like, no, no. He goes, you know, in the last 10 years, I've slipped twice on the ice, you know, fractured my hip, broke my shoulder. I don't need this anymore. And so I gave him two words to live by. Miami Beach.
Good advice from John Montone, and keep it locked into 1010 Winds this weekend. We will keep you apprised of all the weather situations and the things you need to know. Well, one thing you need to know this morning is that in Brooklyn, there's a guy who beat a woman over the head with a scooter. Glenn Shuck has more on that live from downtown Brooklyn this morning. Glenn?
Well, you'll recall earlier this week, Lee, we reported about a man attacking a woman in the subway with a bike chain. Well, the bizarre incidents continue, this time in Brooklyn. The weapon, a silver two-wheeled scooter. Police are telling us it was 7 p.m. last Saturday evening here downtown near Fulton Street in Brooklyn. A guy randomly just walking up to this 44-year-old woman and smashed her over the head with that scooter two or three times. We caught up with a couple women walking to work here this morning, obviously not too happy about this and looking over their shoulder, it seems.
Have to be more, you know, really careful. I mean, it's usually quiet. You don't hear
It's been getting worse.
You have family members that worry about you when you come in here?
Every day.
We have been reporting a lot of unprovoked attacks. In fact, I have another as soon as you're done with this.
You know, the victim in this case, too, this is really seriously. I mean, this is one where this was a critical injury, a serious head injury. We were getting an update from the hospital this morning that this woman has been stabilized but will need to be hospitalized for some time and had to have surgery. So random, yes, and extremely violent, too. So that's something that they're certainly talking about, not just here but in many places of the city these days. Now, in terms of catching this guy, he was actually carrying the scooter while he was being videotaped several locations. So cops in the 84th Precinct gave us the video. We've got it up at 1010wins.com.
Yep, sounds like this will be an assault with a deadly weapon charge, even though it was a scooter. Glenn Schuck, live from downtown Brooklyn this morning. The other unprovoked attack we want to tell you about this morning, cops hunting for a woman who threw bleach in the face of another woman in the subway station at 14th and 7th. Investigators say the attack yesterday afternoon appears to have been unprovoked, and we have photos of that suspect going up at 1010wins.com as well. In Brooklyn, a 24-year-old woman recovering this morning from a gunshot wound to the buttocks, which she got last night in an attempted robbery in Bed-Stuy, happened around 8 p.m. on Thomas S. Boylan Street, and the shooter got away. Cardi B's been talking about maybe running for political office, but first she has some business to clear up with the criminal justice system. She's supposed to be back in court this morning on charges of ordering an attack on two bartenders at a strip club in Queens. Cardi B, a.k.a. Bell Salas Marlenas Almanzar, is charged with misdemeanor assault and reckless endangerment in the attack on the bartenders, who, just like her, have showbiz names, Jade and Batty G. Cardi B was offered a plea deal, but she turned it down. Justin Gilberti showed up in the cosmetics department at the Bloomingdale's in Norwalk, Connecticut, and there must have been something there he didn't like because police say he went on a rampage, knocking things over and smashing display units when a security guard tried to stop him. Police say Gilberti punched the guard. Another guard pepper sprayed Gilberti, but that didn't really slow him down much. Eventually, the cops showed up and got him under control. Gilberti is facing multiple charges, and there's no word on what this was all about. Mayor de Blasio is reportedly floating the idea of running his wife as the next borough president of Brooklyn, with a possible quid pro quo of de Blasio backing current borough president Eric Adams if he runs for mayor next year. Daily News reports that with de Blasio term limited and his prospects of being elected to another office dim at best, his wife, Shirley McCray, in that office would keep the family name in the spotlight and provide much-needed paychecks. A source tells the paper that de Blasio and Adams met around Christmas to discuss cross-endorsements, but spokespersons for both people deny the meeting happened, adding that there's no deal between de Blasio and Adams. If you go by Eater.com, the 8th best hamburgers in New York City are not in New York City. They're in Jersey City. White Manna Burgers. They've been serving burgers in Jersey City since 1946, and they made the top 10 best burger joints in the city despite the geographical discrepancy. Now, there is an asterisk here. White Manna was started in New York. They first started serving burgers at the 1939 World's Fair in Queens. Lists like this often take liberties with geography. The New York Times famously declared the best pizza in New York City was at Raza's, which is also in Jersey City. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.